It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, October 14th. I'm Molly Wood in Emeryville, California, in for Ben Johnson. You probably remember that back in May, Facebook fired its team of human editors who were curating the trending topics box after controversy about political censorship and a lack of transparency about how it filtered stories. Well, now Facebook is filtering stories through an algorithm. And the algorithm is popping up lots of headlines like this.
iPhone 8 will have Siri physically coming out of the phone and doing all the household chores.
Now, first of all, that is obviously satire. And second, isn't there some real news happening in the world? Caitlin Dewey is with The Washington Post. She spent 3 weeks combing through trending topic stories for a series on Facebook's fake news. Caitlin, tell me about your investigation.
So in the piece that I just did, which is the second one in our series, we found that over the course of that 3 weeks, there were 5 outright fake stories that trended, you know, things that were either parodies or hoaxes, things of that nature. So in that short period of time, Facebook managed to promote 8 items to presumably millions of people as news, which were not news.
Well, and you can see how technologically a computer might say, everyone thinks this satirical article is really funny. Like, does it point to the flaw in using an algorithm at all and using sort of popularity or sharing as a metric for surfacing something that looks like news?
Yeah, so I think it's fine that the algorithm is surfacing it, right? That's not so much the issue. I mean, you need something that's not a human to tell you what is popular, but you need to have some sort of control point there where someone, whether it's a different algorithm or a human editor, can actually look at the popular content and say, okay, you know, this is news, this is a press release or an advertisement or something. I think that's where Facebook has really kind of messed up on this one.
And what does it say about Facebook's role as sort of a pseudo news outlet?
Yeah, I wouldn't even put that pseudo there. I would say, you know, Facebook is absolutely one of the, if not the most powerful media companies on earth. We know that this trending box is one of the most prominent modules in, you know, Facebook.com on the homepage there. So Facebook is, whether it wants to admit it or not, a really profound influence in sort of the media ecosystem. And it would be nice if they acknowledged that and sort of took that responsibility a little more seriously, I think.
Caitlin Dewey is with The Washington Post. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
And it's Friday, so it must be Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Ashley Escada, senior editor at CNET. Ashley, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with the numbers from the week's tech news?
I am always ready.
What's your first number for me today?
$2.3 million.
The amount of money that Samsung is losing every hour.
it feels
Kelsey
like it is,
seven.
Right? No, this is a fine that was levied against Comcast. It's a big deal. So there was a group of people who added some channels to their Comcast cable accounts. And then later that summer, dun, 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 they got bills for hundreds of dollars more than what they thought they were supposed to be paying for those channels.
That sound you're hearing, by the way, is my not at all surprised face.
Exactly. according to the FCC, it's the largest civil penalty that it's levied against a cable provider. So it's kind of a big deal.
All right. My number for you is 11 hours.
Is it how many hours I have not yet binge watched of Luke Cage on Netflix?
I'm with you. I'm only on episode 3. Like, there's only
See?
So much time.
Get 11 hours left.
11 hours is how long it took one Englishman to make a cup of tea because he was using the iKettle, which is dubbed the world's first Wi-Fi kettle. And this kitchen appliance is supposed to let you, you know, text it, send a message wirelessly from anywhere in the house to start boiling the water. Apparently, the kettle didn't come with the software that would easily allow it to integrate with the other devices in his home, which is the entire problem with the connected home in a nutshell. And he spent 11 hours waiting for his high-tech kettle.
Yikes. This is what I call IOBT, which is the Internet of Broken Things.
Yeah.
This is the Internet of Broken
Like the whole deal.
Things.
My final number for you is 8,000 miles.
I'm going to go with how far a self-driving car drove all by itself until needing a human being to take control of it.
Maybe. But in this case, it is the length of the new undersea internet cable that's going to run between Los Angeles and Hong Kong, the longest, fastest internet cable across the Pacific. And it is a joint project between Facebook and Google. We'll have an estimated capacity of 120 terabits per second. So every book ever written could be transported from all 8,000 miles in the space of a few seconds.
That's so exciting. What a time we live in.
Ashley Escada, senior editor at CNET. Thank you so much for playing this game with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Monday is the day Elon Musk has promised to deliver a Tesla product announcement that he said in a tweet will be, quote, unexpected by most. Speculation has, of course, run rampant ever since. A totally new model, a redesigned version of the Model X SUV, maybe even a mass transit vehicle or a motorcycle. Personally, I'm hoping he'll announce some sort of solar-powered Mars rover because, I mean, the colony is going to need cars. But to be honest, customers who have pre-ordered the Tesla Model 3 and already are on a potentially years-long backlog for delivery are probably not so interested in a surprise product announcement, unless that announcement is, we're going to be shipping the cars we already sell. Marketplace Tech was produced today from the Reveal Studios at the Center for Investigative Reporting. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.